It's time for the Swap Shop Hour. Give us a call at 740-383-9944. It's time for a Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're going to sell it, we're going to tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're going to try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Hey, it's time for Swap Shop, and I'm Glenn Goble, your host, and I'll be here for the next 47 minutes trying to sell your goodies or talk about your events that are going on, what we do, you call in, you tell us what you want to sell. Let's say you've got a new surfboard a used surfboard you want to sell. I don't know where you're going to use it, but a used surfboard, okay? And you tell us how much you'd like for it, or you can just say I'll negotiate the price with the caller. Then you give your phone number so that somebody can get in touch with you, and you sell your product that way, and hopefully somebody comes and picks it up, and you have $50 in your pocket, whatever you sold it for. Or you can call us up and you can say some things like, well, you might have an event that's going on, like a church event or a yard sale for that matter, a garage sale. Tell us where it's going to be, when you're going to be open. You can give us a few items that you're going to sell at your event. Don't give us too many, 2, 3, 4, somewhere around that range, and we'll try and put it on the air and drive some people to your garage sale, church event. You can also, if you like to, you can write us a note and tell us what the event is or what the item is you're trying to sell, and we'll put it on the air. You send it to WWGH 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio 43302. That's WWGH 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio 43302. We've had several people do that that we've got listed here, and I'll read those off to you here in a moment. I also want to let you know, if you want to sell your item, give us a call at 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And we're also going to go over some crazy facts about summer fairs. That sounds like fun, huh? Okay, some of the things that they've sent in to us. Excuse me, I had to cough there. Some of the things that have been sent to us is that there's going to be a I had to get my glasses cleaned up a little. I couldn't read it. Okay, some of the events that have been sent in to us. The Gary Lyons Trio will host special guest the James Rainey Trio in a Southern Gospel Sing on July 15th at 7 p.m. in the File Memorial Baptist Church, 487 David Street, Marion, Ohio. And that's on the 15th at 7 p.m. at File Memorial Baptist Church, 487 David Street, Marion, Ohio. If you have questions about it, give Gary Lyons a call at 740-692-1141. Let's call Gary Lyons at 740-692-1141. 1141. Oh, we got a phone call. Let's go to the phone. Hi. Oh. Hi, you're on the air. Hello. Uh-oh, I lost you. I did a very bad thing. I hit the wrong button. Yep, I did. Sorry. Give me a call back. I'm sorry about that. I hit the wrong button as I reached over. What a terrible thing to do. Cut my my audience right off. Oh, here it comes back. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, Glenn, I'm looking for an extra wide wheelchair.
Oh, you're still looking for that extra wide wheelchair. Okay.
Yeah.
Wheelchair. I got to write that down. Okay. And your phone number?
740.
740, of course.
383.
70. And you'll negotiate the price, I assume, right?
Yeah.
What is an extra wide? Do you have the dimensions on an extra wide wheelchair?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right. Well, if you've got one, we can get rid of it for you. We have a customer needs an extra wide wheelchair at 740-383-5370. Is that right?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Glenn.
Bye-bye. All right. Yeah, he called last week. I'm surprised we didn't get one for him. Now, those are going to be kind of scarce as hen's teeth, I would think. If you have an extra wide wheelchair that you're trying to get rid of, call, or you know a place that he could call to get one. We've had people do that, too. 740-383-5370. All right. Some more things that were sent in to us. Let's see. What is the date today? It's the 7th? Yes, it's the 7th. Okay. On the 12th, the Marion County Park District, on the 12th, is having a running program. It'll be out at the Tallgrass Trail, starting at the trailhead. And they will, I guess they're going to start with the mobilities and go for a two-mile run and then end with stretches. Stretches is very good. You need to do that when you're running. So that's on the 12th from 9:30 to 11. They're going to have a running program, and you're going to be instructed on what to do, and you'll have a two-mile run, and he'll tell you how to do the stretches afterwards, and you'll be fit for life, right? All right, and then on the 13th, Creaking for Critters will be on out at the Paradise Nature Preserve, also put on by the Marion County Park District. Then they're going to go into the Olentangy River, so make sure you wear shoes and clothes that can get wet and dirty, all right? Let's see. And then on the... I'll give you those two. Those two, and then there are some others that we'll announce later, all right? Also, coming up, and I'm announcing this one because you've got to get your reservation in by July 15th, so it's coming right around the corner. The First Ladies Luncheon, and that's going to be out at the Tri Rivers Career Center Auditorium on Saturday, August 6th, between 11 and 1. But you have to have your reservation in by July 15th, so you need to get that done. The event pricing is $25, and the first ladies that are going to be there, Abigail Fillmore, Frances Cleveland, Eleanor Roosevelt, and Nancy Reagan. Those should be very interesting people to talk to. All right, let's see. Oh, we also have Neighborhood Supper, a drive-through dinner. That's going to be at St. Paul's Lutheran Church down in Waldo. That's at 135 West Main Street. And the drive-through dinner goes 4:30 to 6 p.m., and that will be on July 26th, okay? And you go to the parking lot, and there's a door right that leads onto the parking lot, and they'll bring out your dinner, and it's open to everyone. All right? All right, I think that those are the things that were sent in to us so far. We'll go over those a little bit later as well. Hopefully you will find something fun to do. All right. You're listening to Swap Shop. If you have something that you're looking for or you're liking, want to sell, or an event that's going on, give us a call, 740-383-9944. We have a gentleman looking for an extra-wide wheelchair. If you have one or you know where you can get one, give him a call at 740-383-5370. Let me give you that number again. 740-383-5370 for an extra wide wheelchair. Either you have one or you know somebody that's looking to get rid of one, and that would be very helpful. Thank you. All right. Let's get to the interesting things that have gone on summer fairs throughout the nation. Now, some of these things require an explanation, but the first thing I don't think requires an explanation. It's just kind of a surprise. Elvis Presley lost a fair talent contest. He lost. I would like to have seen who won. Boy, it must have been really good. Maybe he lost because he jiggled his lower half more than the fair aficionados liked. I don't know. That was why Ed Sullivan, he made him, the camera would not go below his waist because he fluctuated his body movement so much. But he lost. He lost a fair talent contest, Elvis did. Pretty crazy. There are some crazy things that have happened in this world. Do you ever watch America's Got Talent or England's Got Talent or, you know, any of those? There are some phenomenally talented people in this world that you never hear about. Never, ever hear about. And then there are people like me who have very little talent, but I was able to sing with a trio in the Army Field Band and also cut a couple of records. But I had relatively little talent. I could carry a tune, though. I had good pitch. A fair in Maine is a hotbed of activism. Activism. I hope I said that right. Common Ground Fair in Maine. That's the name of the fair. Common Ground. And what they do there is they open it up for people that have, things, activities that need to be talked about. Let's see, what is this? In their consideration for the environment, and knowing that it's a very real thing, they banned the sale of bottled waters at this particular fair. It's in Maine. It's called the Hotbed of Activism. There are all sorts of things. All right, you're listening to WWGH 107.1 here in Marion, Ohio. I'm Glenn Coble. If you want to listen to us outside of Marion, you go to our website and click on Listen Online, and you can hear us anywhere in the world. I've been listened to on this radio station. I know for a fact I've been listened to by a person listening in Portugal. How about that? Pretty cool. All right. I also know that I've been listened to in New York, and I've been listening to in Georgia, North Carolina, California, Arizona, Trying to think of any others that have let me know that they've listened. So we're listened to all over the world here at WWGH. You don't have to be within 20 miles of our broadcast area. All right? A woman ate every food that was offered on a stick at the Minnesota State Fair. I'm looking at her picture. She's a relatively, well, quite thin woman. How do you eat everything that was sold on a stick? Well, first of all, how do you have enough money to buy all those things? But she ate every single item that was available on a stick. You know, like, well, how many things are offered on a stick? Corn is sometimes offered on a stick. There's always different types of meats. The gentleman called in earlier today. He said there used to be alligator on a stick, or at least alligator, at the local fair. That's pretty crazy. This lady did it for to raise awareness and money for Make-A-Wish Foundation, which is pretty crazy. But she ate everything at a Minnesota state fair. She ate everything that was available on a stick. Now, do you suppose that would include, like, cotton candy? It's not on a stick. It's on a cardboard cone type thing. I don't know if that counted or not. But everything that was on a stick, she ate. I bet she was a full girl that night. She may have had a little tummy ache. Who knows? You're listening to WWGH here in Marion, Ohio. It's 12:30, and if you have something that you'd like to sell, something you'd like to buy, something, an event that's going on that you'd like to announce, a yard sale, a garage sale, whatever, we do not take things that require registrations, like a car, or a house, or a gun, or a boat. You know, those type of things we don't take. But we'll take just about anything you're trying to get rid of, and we'll try and find it for you or get rid of it for you. We have a gentleman that's looking for an extra wide wheelchair that called in 740-383-5370. That's 740-383-5370 for that extra wide wheelchair you'd like to find. He had it on last week, couldn't find one. I'm pretty sure that they're not real easy to find. But if you know somebody that has one, you might give them a call and tell them, give them that number, 740-383-5370, and maybe we can get him outfitted with a new, a used wheelchair, okay? Let's see, we have some things going on. You can send your things in to the station, and we'll read them off like I'm going to do here if I can reach them. You can send them to the station, WWGH, 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio. That's WWGH, 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. All right, some of the things sent in to us. First Ladies Luncheon is going to be held on Saturday, August 6th, between 11 and 1 p.m. out at the Tri-Rivers Career Center Auditorium. The event costs $25. It's put on by the Marion County Historical Society. The first ladies that will be in attendance are Abigail Fillmore, Frances Cleveland, Eleanor Roosevelt, and Nancy Reagan. The reason why we're mentioning it so early is because you have to have your reservations in by Thursday, July 15th. And the way you do that, you can get tickets by just going to Heritage Hall at 169 East Church Street, or by calling 740-387-4255. That's 740-387-4255. Or go online to www.marionhistory.com. That'll take care of that for you. let's see. We're announcing a couple of things here that the Marion County Park District is doing on the on the 12th. They're going to have a running program out at the Tallgrass Trailhead, and they're going to go for a 2-mile run. And the instructor will explain how you stretch and how you do the starting mobilities and that sort of thing. That'll be at 9:30 to 11 on the 12th out at the Tallgrass Trail. On the 13th, the Park District is doing a Creaking for Critters at the Teradise Nature Preserve. That'll start at 5 p.m. on the 13th. And they're going to be, checking out the rivers and the little critters that live in the rivers. That's going to be in the Olentangy River, so make sure you wear clothing and shoes that you don't mind getting dirty and wet, okay? And that'll be at on the 13th at 5 p.m. out at Teradise Nature Preserve. On the 14th, come meet Jonah and his friends. Jonah is the intern now with James Anderson. It'll be at the Tallgrass Trail. And you can go out there. He really knows a lot about reptiles and birds and that sort of thing. So go on out to the Tallgrass Trail and meet with his friends. Let's see. On the 15th, Kiddos at the Park. Marion, this will also be at the Marion Tallgrass Trail on the 15th at 10 a.m. Bring your kids out and have them explore the wonders of nature. That'll be fun. Registration, by the way, is required, and this is for kids preschool to kindergarten, and then they're going to have a group grades 1 through 3. So please contact them ahead of time and register online. On their Facebook page or on their Instagram account, okay? Let's see what else I have. Okay, I've got, we've got a Southern Gospel Sing with the Gary Lyons Trio, and they're going to be hosting the James Rainey Trio, so it'll be a beautiful night of fun and singing. July 15th at 7 p.m. at File Memorial Baptist Church, 487 David Street in Marion. For further information, contact Gary Lyons at 740-692-1141. That's Gary Lyons at 740-692-1141. Neighborhood Supper is going to be held on July 26th out at the it's a drive-through dinner from 4:30 to 6 p.m. on July 26th at the St. Paul's Lutheran Church down on West Main Street in Waldo. You drive up to the door that's on next to the parking lot, and they'll bring it out to you, okay? I think that's all I've got that was sent in, but you can send yours in. If you have something you'd like to sell or something you're trying to find or an event you'd like to talk about, give us a call at 740-383-9944. And don't forget, that gentleman's looking for an extra wide wheelchair, 740-383-5370. All right. Let's go back to some of these interesting events. in Georgia, let's see, where at the Georgia State Fair, they actually have monkeys racing on dogs. Hey, let's go back to the phone and see what we've got here. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, Glenn, it's old Ted again. Now yep. I got a little bit more time to pick a bone with you.
Okay, pick it.
You know, you've always advertised that down there on Davis Street, the fight memorial, like a fight. You say file, and I don't pick over people's words or nothing, but I think that you would like to know for sure.
I am really glad you called, Ted, because I've been looking at it two times every time I announce this, and on the page, it looks like it's file, and I kept thinking, I'm pretty sure that's fight, but nobody corrected me.
No, I mean, they got all kinds of names and stuff, but I thought I'd draw it to your attention because you're the type of person that's a corrective man.
You want to do it right. I do, and now I know, so that's what I'll say. Unfortunately...
Yeah, my wife went to that church when she was a young girl, and then she went to another church, and then she met up with me. And then we both went to a church, you know what I mean? But, hey, on that wheelchair, maybe it might be a good thing to out there to the Goodwill.
Yeah.
They may have some, and it would be advisable to call the hospital. Now, I know they have to have wheelchairs for anybody and everybody, and they got an assortment. I got a woman that's... A smaller woman, and she takes a fatigue wheelchair.
Huh.
So my hips just rub it when I sit down in it, and I'm going to tell her to get out of it and shove me around for a while. But I've been around that kind of equipment for 30 years, and what they're talking about.
Yeah.
You got to have one that you can get in and out of. So.
Maybe the hospital does have one that they're not using, or it's just gotten beyond.
Well, they're like any other place. That's a big active area, Marion Hospital, and all these hospitals and stuff. They got to have a place to renew, and they got budgets and stuff that they do renew that stuff, and they go somewhere, so it might be something to call out there to the hospital and ask somebody with some authority where they go, because they're looking for that, and maybe they aren't going to use it the rest of their life. My wife's used hers for 30 years.
Huh. Well, that's good to know. Thank you.
You know what? When she worked at Quaker Oaks, she was a lab technician out there, and she got the MS out there. She's had it over 30 years now.
Mm.
But the wheelchair, I've had it in my trucks and cars for 30 years, and we had two of them. And if one breaks down, she's got to have a backup because she cannot walk, do anything. But anyhow, they're available around there someplace.
Okay.
He ought to have a good hit on that. I hope he does.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, he's asked for 2 weeks, so let's hope we can get it for him. All right?
Okay, fight Memorial, buddy.
Fight Memorial.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks, Ed.
Take care, buddy.
You have a good day. Bye-bye. I've been thinking, I'm pretty sure that's Fight Memorial, but it looks like File Memorial on the page that I'm reading it off of. But now that I know, I'm going to have it right? Of course, it's July 15th at 7 p.m., so I probably won't be announcing it anymore. But anyway, yes, Fight Memorial Baptist Church, 7 o'clock, July 15th. That's over on 487 David Street in Marion, Ohio. And Southern gospel music will be sung by the Gary Lyons Trio and the James Rainey Trio. It sounds like a good evening. All right. Well, we're down to, we only have 20 minutes to go, so if you have something that you'd like to sell, something you'd like to buy, give us a call, 740-383-9944. We're talking about some weird stuff that goes on at the different fairs around the United States, both county and state fairs. There is a banana derby. What state is this in? Let's see here. It doesn't say what state it is. Well, that's kind of weird. It tells me what the event is, but it doesn't say. Oh, apparently it goes all over the United States at different state fairs. And what they have is competitive dog diving. I think I've seen that on TV, competitive dog diving, where they run and they jump out as far as they can and they measure how far they've gone. Apparently, that's done across the United States at different state fairs and probably county fairs as well. All right, here. kind of interesting. In New Jersey every year, a bunch of people get a mass of people get hypnotized. Now, why in the world anybody wants to be hypnotized, I have no idea. The last thing in the world I want is to get hypnotized and act like a chicken or something. But over the last 20 years, Steve Boehner has been putting on shows at different state fairs, or at the state fair in Meadowlands, New Jersey. I've been there. And they've hypnotized over 1,300 people, and they do several of them at a time. That's really weird. I've often wondered, are some of those people faking like they're hypnotized? I can't imagine being hypnotized in mass, but apparently he's selling his wares that way. People are buying it. All right. Hey, you're listening to WWGH. We got about, what do we have? We have about 17 minutes left to go on the show. You're listening to Swap Shop here on WWGH, and we're trying to find an extra wide wheelchair for a gentleman at 740-383-5370. If you have something you're like, you know, I have a garage sale, or like a gentleman told me, the gentleman I bought my bicycles from, he said they're having a fail out at Glendale or something like that. But he's going to call next week because it's not this week. Okay, let's go to the phones. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, Glenn, me again.
Okay.
Angie, Scott's co-host there on his shows, while her daughter got a position there at the fair.
Yeah.
And that, have you ever had, I'm getting to the point, have you ever had a leg of lamb? Everybody else tells what they eat and stuff. Have you ever ordered and had a leg of lamb?
No, I can honestly say the only lamb I've ever eaten was, I believe, in some sort of Greek food or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got a quick story.
Okay.
We had my cousin, her daughter, lived up there in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And Bruce Springsteen, you know, the boss,
yep.
Well, he lived up there. And so we went up there to a wedding. I mean, this wedding is a big-time wedding.
Uh-huh.
She and her husband, they had a 46-foot yacht up there, and then they'd bring it down along the east coast there, and then they'd dock it down around Florida. But I'm not bragging or nothing, but, you know, most of us don't really step foot on a 46-foot yacht. But anyhow,
wedding,
they had a silver platter. Oh, my goodness. I bet you it had 20 pounds of huge shrimp, and I was just fantastic about that. But getting to the story, well, on the way up there, it was in the towards the winter, and Todd, oldest with us, and he was telling me how to drive. He was sitting in the back. We switched off a couple of times, and he said, "Hey, Dad," and it was on some six-lane highway, and he said, "Hey, Dad, be pulling over there to your right a little bit. We're going to turn up here." And I thought, how's he know? He's never been up in this part of the country, neither have I. And so I found out, anyhow, that he had binoculars in the back, and he could see those big green boards up there. And, boy, clever guy.
He was cheap.
I wonder where he got that from. But anyhow, going up there, we stopped at this real unique little, well, I don't know about unique, but it was a restaurant, and they had, you know, it wasn't a chew and choke. It was a pretty good restaurant, and I didn't care. I said, "Hey, Todd, order whatever you want." And so he looked the menu, and he said, "Hey, Dad," he said, "I think I'm going to try that leg of lamb." And I said, "Do whatever you want. I care." I had no idea what a price of a leg of lamb would cost.
It's expensive.
And I really didn't care. That's just the way I was raising the kids and stuff.
Yep.
When I treated him, I treated him. But big-time spender, you know how that is.
There you go.
And so... he got that, and I think back then, we're talking about prices, I think back there, and that was about 30 years ago, Glenn, and I think that was about around $36 for a leg of lamb.
Yikes.
I have no clue, but I'm really anxious to find out what a leg of lamb costs today, if anybody's listening.
Right.
And they talk about the blooming onion.
Yeah.
If anybody in Marion knows anything about a blooming onion, my wife and I, when we used to go eat out all the time with all our friends and stuff,
yep.
we'd order those blooming onions,
mm-hmm.
and they think it's like a flowered onion. You eat it, but the way they cut it and prepare it, naturally everybody knows that, but
yeah.
I love those things.
Oh, they're delicious.
I'd throw that part into you, Glenn.
Okay.
Take care.
Yeah, have a good day. Bye-bye.
Hey, they call, I saw a kid on a bicycle up there, and I said, hey, where's the boss? Where does he... he goes by, he said, look right over there.
Oh.
He said, that's where the boss performs, and Bruce Springsteen. I always liked Bruce Springsteen. You talking about a guy coming out and playing, and the other sidekick he was, they was amazing people. And I'm just, I listen to all kinds of music, religious,
good.
And all that. I love all kinds of music. I'd even love to hear you sing something.
No, you wouldn't. All right. Thanks for calling in. Bye-bye. Oh, me. It's been too long since I sang professionally. My voice is not what it used to be. You have to keep practicing. That's something you can't just... and I do keep practicing. I sing every morning while I'm doing my shower. I quite often sing out in my backyard when I don't think anybody's around to hear me. I turn on my music on a little speaker that I have, and I sing away, and my wife rolls her eyes in the kitchen while she's watching me out there. but we have a good time. All right. So we're looking for that extra wide wheelchair. Don't forget, 740-383-5370. We have a few events that we're going to mention. I'm going to hold off just a few minutes on that. We're talking about weird things that are going on throughout the nation at different state fairs. Apparently, Pennsylvania doesn't have a state fair. They have a massive, let's see, they have over 100 little fairs all around. That's kind of like what we have. We have a lot of county fairs, right? That doesn't seem so unusual. You can look at a shark right in the eyes in Oklahoma. Oh, boy. And there's no ocean near there, but they apparently have an aquarium where you can go and have a live shark encounter at the state fair in Oklahoma. That's kind of cool. I'd like to see a shark right up close. Guess who has the largest? Now, of course, this is almost goes without saying, and they'd probably say it even if it weren't true, but Texas has the biggest state fair, apparently. The state fair has 3 to 5 million annual visitors. That's a lot of visitors. Of course, Texas is pretty big, and they have a lot of people that live in Texas. I wonder if California would like to argue that with them. I don't know if California has a state fair. I'll have to ask my son, who lives in California, if they've ever been to the state fair there. Now, he is a vintner, so he makes wines, and I wonder if they have a wine competition at the state fair. Oh, I hit the wrong button. Sometimes I do that. Oh, me. What am I going to do? Here we go. I'm back. This is kind of weird. Competitive husband calling. Apparently that happens in many state fairs. It's kind of like doing hog calling, only you're calling for your husband. Obviously, that's a thing that supposedly gets smiles and laughs. It says here that it's accompanied by shrieking and nagging. My wife never calls for me. I mean, she calls for me, but it isn't a call. It's a demand. And apparently, Iowa, the Iowa State Fair, is very political. That does seem natural, doesn't it? Aren't they one of the first places to vote, Iowa? And in 2015, they conducted an unofficial straw poll of attendances for the presidential election. Now, that I think that goes on at a lot of the state fairs where they do these unofficial polls, where straw polls where they ask people different questions, especially in years of presidential elections. That doesn't seem unusual at all to me. There's a state fair that has a it's sponsored by Odor Eaters. It's the most rotten-smelling sneaker contest. It doesn't say where that is, though. I think I could win that one. The winner gets $200. Hey, I'll tell you what. When my son, my eldest son, who was quite a runner, when he had to buy, this is back, now he's 48 years old, so this has been more than 20 years ago, when he was running in college, we spent well over $200 on his sneakers, so that wouldn't have even paid for his shoes. All right. Do you ever do that? Do you have a kid, you know, that one of the incentives to continue in sports is to buy him the best glove, the prettiest shoes, the most form-fitting outfit. I don't know. We bought our youngest kid when he said he wanted to go on and play college baseball. We bought him in high school. We bought him a Wilson A2000, which I think cost about pretty close to $300. And you'll see the A2000 quite often on professional players on TV. But KJ used to drive me, Christopher is my eldest, he would drive me crazy. He wanted running shoes that cost $240. Now, why do you need $240 running shoes? I can see a mitt costing a lot of money. It's made out of leather. It's formed in an exact way. I suppose shoes are formed in an exact way as well. But we ended up buying the kids whatever they needed for their sport. We were lucky that we had enough money that we could do that sort of thing. My daughter, even though she was a high school and college athlete, she never asked for any specific stuff. We got her good shoes, and we got her, she was a soccer player, and she was also a tennis player, and we got her good stuff, but she never asked for anything that cost $300. All right. In Minnesota, it's the biggest fair per capita. That's interesting. They have more people per capita go to their fairs. Hey, let's get back, and we've only got about 4 minutes to go, and I'll read off the things that are going on. Don't forget, a gentleman looking for an extra-wide wheelchair, call him at 740-383-5370. We also have, on July 15th at 7 p.m. at Fight Memorial Baptist Church, Fight, that's at 487 David Street here in Marion, Ohio, they're going to have a gospel sing with the Gary Lyons Trio, and they are sponsoring the James Ramey Trio, James Ramey Trio. That's July 15th at 7 p.m. For more information, call Gary Lyons at 740-692-1141. That's Gary Lyons at 740-692-1141. Also, we have several things happening through the Marion County Park District this week. They're calendar is absolutely jam-packed. On the 12th, they're going to have a running program from 9:30 to 11. They're going to be taught how to stretch. You're going to learn about the mobilities that you need for running. And then they're going to go for a two-mile run. That's out at the Tallgrass Trail at the trailhead. That's where it's going to start at 9:30. And that's on the 12th. And then on the 13th, starting at 5 p.m., they're going to have a Creaking for Critters thing at Paradise Nature Preserve. You're going to go out and you're going to check out all the critters that are in the water on the Olentangy River. So make sure you wear clothes and shoes that you can get wet and dirty, okay? And then on the 14th, from 5 to 6 p.m., you can come out and meet Jonah, and he's going to introduce you to some reptiles and some birds, and you're going to have a good time out at the Marion Tallgrass Trail. Then on the next day, starting at 10 a.m. on the 15th, Kiddos at the Park, which is an outdoor program at the Tallgrass Trail, and you can take your kiddos out, and they'll have events, or they'll have stuff for the kids to do, preschool to kindergarten, and then they're going to have a group for first grade through third grade. You do have to register on that, so all you have to do is go to their Facebook page or their Instagram account and register there. Let's see. Lunch. No, that's already passed. Meet the First Ladies Luncheon. Okay, First Ladies Luncheon. It's going to be an event on the August the 6th from 11 to 1 p.m. out at the Tri-Rivers Career Center Auditorium. The event pricing is $25. You're going to get to meet Abigail Fillmore, Frances Cleveland, Eleanor Roosevelt, and Nancy Reagan out at this luncheon. The reason why we're telling you so early is because you have to register by July 15th. And to register, you can go over to Heritage Hall and register, or you can call 740-387-4255, or go online to www.marionhistory.com. All right, we're going to have to get out of here pretty soon. I think that's all I have that I can read for you right now. Hey, thanks a lot for listening all day today. I've been on a long time. My voice is going bad. Don't forget that extra wide wheelchair, 740-383-5370. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week, Wednesday and Thursday, and we'll have more interesting things then. And I hope you have a wonderful weekend. It's coming up soon, and go to the fair. All right. Thanks a lot for tuning in. I'm Glenn Coble, WWGH. Bye-bye.
You're listening to WWGH Radio, LP, Marion, Ohio, 107.1.